welcome to the Cure for Chronic Pain podcast with me, Nicole Sachs. You are here. Hello, how are you today? This is Nicole, and you've reached my podcast, The Cure for Chronic Pain, with me, Nicole Sachs. So happy to be here with you today on this beginning of October. I don't know, wherever you're living, it might be getting a little chilly, starting to change seasons. I've always loved the fall. And we are just getting ready to begin Omega season. And by me saying that, what I mean is that Omega is the retreat, the big retreat that we do every year in upstate New York at the Omega Institute. And this week it goes on sale. And it's a big deal because I know people write to me all year round that they plan their summers around Omega. They have been, you know, planning for years and they know they're going to get to Omega one day and this is going to be the year. So just let you know that today, as we herald in Omega season with this incredible interview with Omega alum Kimberly from last summer, we are just opening it up for everybody to come join us. So if you're looking to come to Omega next year, you can go to eomega.org and search my name, Nicole Sachs, or you can go to my website, thecureforchronicpain.com, click on the retreats tab or the resources tab, and the link to come to Omega this year, June 23rd to the 28th, will be up. And I was so excited when Kimberly reached out to me. Her success story is extreme. And I always like to give just a little bit of a spoiler alert, which is that – a spoiler? No, sorry. Not a spoiler alert, but just like an expectation management that like not every story is this extreme and not every story needs to be. A lot of people get well, left foot, right foot, breathe. It takes a while. And some people do have these kind of incredible shifts. And the reason why I like to highlight both and really have a spectrum of stories on this podcast is because I want a place for every single one of you. I want you to open yourself to the fact that you might be like Kimberly, who you spent a lifetime in terrible struggle, as she's going to explain to you, and then coming to Omega, having no idea about my work, having literally no background, thought she was going on a spa retreat, LOL, walked in the first day and her life changed profoundly. And she spent the first week of her life without chronic pain. And it has just continued on from there. So it's an incredible story. Not every story is the story, but certainly some of them are. And the reason is because when the nervous system goes from fight or flight to rest and repair, it's amazing how the body resets. It's incredible how you just start feeling better. And that's what happened for Kimberly, both in the understanding that this work was possible and in doing it like a warrior. So she's going to explain all of that to you. It was incredible to talk to her. And Kimberly will be back at Omega next year. I know that she's probably already signed up because she said she's going to sign up the moment the link goes live. And I hope that I'm able to meet and connect with so many of you as well. All right. So without further ado, I bring you an incredible interview with Kimberly. I'm here with Kimberly. Welcome, Kimberly.
Hi, Nicole. So nice to be here.
So glad to have you with me. So Kimberly was a member of our Omega retreat this year, and one of the only people, I think, who raised her hand at the beginning of the week and said, I literally know nothing about your work. I'm just here because I'm curious and I want to try something new, which is wonderful when something happens like that to me at a retreat, because it's so exciting to think that maybe someone's mind will be opened and someone's life will be changed. But also, I think, wow, you know, it does feel like a lot of catch up for somebody who's just walking right into that totally green. So Kimberly had quite an experience and left a speak pipe for Lisa and me that really inspired us to do a full interview on the podcast about her experience. So Kimberly, as is my way, I'm going to kind of hand it over to you and let you tell us the story of what it was like, what happened, and what it's like now, and kind of where you are in your healing journey.
Sure. So I have had chronic pain and issues in my entire life. And I didn't even know some of it was TMS until I went to the retreat. And then through doing your work, I was like, whoa, I think I've had TMS literally my entire life. So I had severe asthma as a kid. And when I say severe, I was on inhalers and medication. And I remember my mom was doing a nebulizer on me and, you know, really struggled with that. And interestingly, it went away for some reason. I don't know why. The doctor said I outgrew it. And then OCD started literally right afterwards.
Yeah.
Didn't know what happened there either. But after the OCD ended at around age 13, I developed severe, severe anorexia. And I was hospitalized 13 times and really struggled for a good 16 years in and out of the hospital. And, you know, you speak about the big T trauma. I don't really think I had that as a child, but I definitely grew up in a really tumultuous home. Very good parents, but just pretty unstable. You know, there was fighting and there was, you know, eating disorders on my mother's side and just kind of feeling loved but unsafe at the same time. I was also a perfectionist from birth. Straight A student. I excelled at dance. I became a professional dancer when I was 11. I joined a very prominent dance school, and then I eventually got into the company. And I also was very, I was gifted. I was told I had a very high IQ at age 5. I was put in, you know, fourth grade reading and first grade. So I felt a lot of pressure. There was definitely that, you know, I had to live up to certain expectations. And then after, you know, I started doing a little better with the anorexia, that's when some chronic pain symptoms started coming in.
Makes sense.
I developed migraines. I mean, literally I had so many different symptoms. Migraines. I had severe stomach problems. I went to 7 GI doctors. They could not figure out what was wrong with me. I was diagnosed with IBS. I was diagnosed with celiac, and no medications worked ever. And then I started getting severe TMJ. Every bite plate in the world could not fix it. Really bad constipation, really bad anxiety. I had neck and back pain. They said it was chronic. It would never get better, but they could never find anything on MRIs. Swelling in the hands and feet. Even frequent urination, like peeing all the time. And I kind of resigned myself to, this is my life. Like, my body is that of an 80-year-old woman, and there was nothing I could do to fix it. But there was a little part of me that had hope. I was also told I would never have children because of the severe anorexia. And for some reason, I never believed that. I was like, no, I'm having kids. I had 4 natural children very easily.
You sound like me.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was able to do that. But just the pain was always there. And I came across your name. I was reading a book and your name happened to be in the book. And I was just like, who is this woman that, you know, this lady is speaking of? And I Googled you. I was like, okay, cool. She's doing a retreat. And I was 9 months pregnant with my most recent child at the time. I was like, well, this could be a cool treat for myself after I have my baby. And I got to be honest with you. I thought I was going to a spa. I was like, I'm going to get massaged. I'm going to get facials. I didn't know what Omega was. I'm like, where am I going? So, you know, my husband's like, all right, we're going to get, you know, someone to watch the kids and you go do this spa retreat.
Hilarious. Oh my God.
I know. So I get to Omega, I get to my cabin. I'm like, whoa, this is not a spa. I cried. I got to be honest with you. I cried the first night. This was before we even started the work. I said, what am I doing here? I've left my children. I left my baby at home. I'm in this cabin by myself. I don't know. What did I get myself into? I didn't even have Wi-Fi. And I was like, all right, let's go to sleep. And we're going to regroup in the morning. So I went to my first day with you, and you know, I had an open mind, but I didn't, if that makes sense. I was like, this is what, you know, I thought to myself, this could work, but not for me. This is not, this is going to work for everyone else. This is not going to work for me. I'm worse than every person in this room. And then I started listening to you speak, and we had the breakout sessions, and I was just like, wow, I could relate to every single person in here, and let's just give it a go. So the first day we did the journal speak, I'm like, what is journal speak? I asked the woman next to me. I'm like, what is this journal speak? She explained, you know, what to do. And I'm not, and the funny thing is I'm a psychotherapist. And I don't journal. I didn't journal. I'm like, journaling. Everyone else can journal. I don't journal. I'm like, oh God, journaling 20 minutes. Nothing's going to come up. Nicole, I cried for the 20 minutes straight, and I'm not a crier. I cried and cried and cried and cried. And I don't feel like the first day I got it all. I felt a lot of guilt. You had shared a story about, you know, writing about your kids, and I'm like, I can't, whatever's in my head, I can't put that to page. No. It's too, people are going to think I'm the worst mom. And I'm like, no. So the first day I didn't get everything out. The second day, I'm like, go for it, Kimberly. I got everything out. I cursed my family. I cursed my husband out. I cursed my job out. And I did feel guilt. I'm like, oh God, you're a very angry person. But you know what? The more I did it, I was like, no, this stuff's been inside you. This doesn't mean you're angry. This is just thoughts. It's just feelings. You don't mean it.
Yes.
You got to get this stuff out. Nicole, my week at that retreat was the first week, I think, of my entire life where I had no chronic pain symptoms.
Amazing.
Nothing. We are now 2 months out. I'm off every medication. I know this is going to sound like a miracle story, and I do know how this happened, but I don't take stomach medication. I don't have migraines. I don't have back pain, neck pain. I don't need to go to my chiropractor. I was going to the chiropractor 3 days a week and getting hour-long massages. I don't do that anymore. I have nothing. Do I, you know, when I get upset now, sometimes I'll notice my stomach acting up and I'm like, Kimberly, it's the TMS. Go journal. I journal. The stomach ache's gone in 5 minutes.
Amazing.
I feel at 42 years old like I am 20 years old, and I never thought I would get here ever. I am a different person, and I cannot thank you enough, literally, for saving my life.
Wow.
Yes.
You know, it's, I just will say, from my side of the story, when I stand in front of a group at Omega, it's a large group. So it's over 100 people. And I'm looking out onto this group, and I saw you, Kimberly, and I thought, my God, new to this work, no idea about it. I was just hopeful that you would leave the week with some level of awakening. And you know what it shows to me, and this is where my spiritual lens always comes over my little camera of life. True readiness is everything. And for whatever reason, the stage you were at in life, you were ready to open your arms wide. It reminds me of myself. You remind me of myself, because the day I invented journal speak, because it was happening to me in real time in my life, I describe it in my first book as I jumped in with four paws. I was like, let's do it. Like, I don't want to live this way anymore. And I hear from people all over the world, and they're struggling and they're suffering. And all I want to do is give them what somehow you got on that first day, which is like, screw it. I know it's terrifying. I know it makes me feel guilty. I know it feels like I'm a bad girl if I speak this voice that has been festering inside me for a lifetime. But it is the door through which all freedom lies. And it is so incredible. And, you know, Kimberly is such an example of when a dysregulated nervous system is present, it informs every system of your body.
Yep.
it's not just, oh, the headache, oh, the stomach ache, oh, the back. It pinballs around. I always say human beings are like a pinball machine. You pull the ball back and it goes boom, 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 and it starts pinging all over the place because that is the way it protects you. If you don't worry about your stomach, fine, I'll give you the head. If your migraines don't bother you and you're not scared of them, let's do the back pain. Let's have you laid up. And it's not because your body's against you. It is simply because it is a protective function. So what in the retreat, help me understand how to help people, because you have such a, and I hate the word miracle too, but like, let's embrace it. Cause you know what the fuck else is a miracle if not this?
Yeah.
You know, it's a self-made miracle. So what in the retreat was the most helpful to let you have this land for you so solidly that you were able to now carry it out in these 2 months and feel so well?
I really just kept telling myself that the feelings inside need to come out, and you have suffered with so much pain for so long. What's the worst that can happen? You try this and you leave and you're still the same. Oh, well, I think also knowing that my journal speak is private, no one's going to ever see it, and you can rip it up and you can burn it, you can do whatever you want with it, but this is your private thoughts and feelings. And you can be honest here. And you, just by reiterating your voice in my head, like, if you write down, I hate somebody, or, you know, I wish them the worst or whatever, you don't really mean it. It's just the anger, the trauma that needs to come out, and know that there, you have this safe space to do that. And I think having the support of other people, that was really, really helpful. And I really keep up with your Facebook groups. And I listen to one, I do up one of your podcasts every single day, no matter what, and just having that support. And then also, I think having outside support is really important too. I know, and I would never recommend this to anybody ever, but I did read my first journal speak to my husband. It was maybe like, honestly, part of me was like, eh, I got to show you what you do to me. But I read it to him, and he didn't curse me out. He didn't scream. He laughed. He's like, I'm glad you got that all out. And I was like, really? You're not mad? He's like, no. He's like, no, you're angry at me. Get it out. And I was like, okay, cool. And just coming home and noticing that I can now set boundaries with people and they don't leave me. They respect my boundaries. At first, it was really hard. People were like, whoa, who's this new Kimberly? But people are respecting them. My kids are, I have a 9-year-old, a 7-year-old, a 3-year-old, and a 1-year-old. The 9, 7, and 3 were like, whoa, mommy's different now, because I didn't set boundaries with them before. I let my kids run wild. And at first, it was also very hard for them. But you know what? They accept it. And we're our family's running better. And just knowing people aren't going to leave me if I'm honest with them and telling them, like, this is not working for me. Or if I'm on the phone with my mom and she says something triggering, hey, mom, I'm not able to continue this conversation. We need to speak later. And she's like, okay. And it doesn't matter if she likes it or not. I'm doing what's best for me. And nobody's abandoned me. Nobody's left me. Everything is actually better. So I think that helped too.
That is such important conversation about boundaries, because I think that so many of us fail to draw boundaries because of exactly what you just said. We have this unconscious, quote unquote, knowing that we will lose people, that they will turn their backs on us, reject us, forsake us, abandon us if we stand up for ourselves. But imagine over a lifetime how much emotional repression that necessitates, because we have no choice. Like, we are human beings with needs. Like, let's talk about parenting for a moment. If as a parent, we always let our kids walk all over us, we will ragefully hate them inside. And it's not because as mommies we hate them, it's because we have an inner child too. And there's a little person inside of us who also needs her needs met. We don't release our needs just because we decide to take care of others. We have needs too. And like, I'll tell you something, Kimberly, you do know this in your heart, but I can't wait to know you 10 years from now to have you really know this, because my kids are 21, 19, and 15. The gift you are giving your children by allowing them to see you as a human being with needs is so infinite. Like, you can't know it until you live it. Like, as I've raised teenagers, which is its own kind of challenge, and they're living out their struggles because that's what they're meant to do. They're human beings. And it makes me struggle for me to be able to show up for them and be like, listen, I know you don't like to hear no right now, but I'm actually a human being and I have needs too. And if I say yes to you right now, that is going to cause me so much worry and so much grief that you're just going to need to wait another year till I'm ready. And like, they accept it. They accept it. They don't lie to me. They don't run around behind my back. We speak, we communicate, and it is such a gift. It's a gift to them and it's a gift to us.
Yeah. Yeah. And something at the retreat actually magical happened. A friend of mine, and I say friend with quotes because she's a childhood, a childhood friend, but I felt like it was a one-sided friendship, and she never called or texted. For some reason, she called me while I was at the retreat, and she didn't even know that I was at the retreat. And I was very taken aback by this phone call, and I didn't pick up because I was raging. I'm like, why is she calling me? What does she need from me? And I texted her back and I said to her, I'm at a retreat right now working on myself, and our friendship isn't working for me anymore. I couldn't believe these came out of my mouth. And she said, could we talk? And I said, sure. So I called her. It was the most honest conversation we've ever had. And I said to her, I'm doing this journal speak, and I explained what it is. And I said, I am so upset with you. And I feel, you know, I shared all my feelings and I told her, you know, all my thoughts, and she shared her thoughts on why she wasn't able to be there for me as a friend. All valid, but not acceptable. 2 months, I have seen her now. We've gone out at least 4 times. She's driven 1.5 hours to visit me 3 times already. And we have such a great, solid friendship. And it's like, I told myself, get your feelings out. And the other thing is, if someone doesn't accept it, you don't need them in your life. You just, if they're not going to like the boundary, then okay, well, you can't be a part of my life anymore. It is different when you have a partner or children and they don't like the boundaries. Okay, we need to talk about that. But if it's a friend, if it's a family, an outside family member, no, take space from them. You don't need them.
I think that's really a very important thing, which is that instead of just deciding that we're not going to be heard or received, to replace fear with curiosity and to reach out and do that kind of thing. Because if indeed we are so sure that we're going to be rejected or abandoned, or we're so terrified of conflict that we don't try, that's when we are constantly having to repress. And repression is the reason that the TMS reservoir gets so full and that all the symptoms are necessitated. So do you want to just tell me more about, like, if, you know, I often say when I'm talking to people who are telling their success stories and being a vehicle for other people's healing, what advice do you give people who are new to this work? What advice from your lived experience would you say would be really helpful for people to understand?
Journal speak every single day, at least in the beginning, no matter what. There are nights where I am so tired. My eyes are just like rolling in the back of my head. I'm like, you can't do it tonight. You're too tired. I said, no, no, no. If you could live with this pain all these years, you can sit down for 20 minutes, journal speak, and then meditate afterwards. So do the journal speak no matter what. And I, you know, in the Facebook groups, people are like, oh, I don't have time. How do I fit it in? You can fit it in. If you have time to get a manicure or you have time to watch TV, you can fit this in. You just get up in the morning 20 minutes early to do your journal speak. And I would say the podcasts are so helpful. You feel like you're not alone. You feel like, oh, you know, I'm not crazy, because, you know, you have to understand this is not in your head. It's not like you made the pain up. Like, it is there, but it's really just your body is inflamed because you're not getting the words out, the trauma out. So I think doing the podcast is also really important. And then finding the support, joining the Facebook group, doing Nicole. I'm in your group, which yes. It's unbelievable. We meet, once a month group meeting. And then we have the Q&A once a month, and just the breakout sessions and the support there is also really, really wonderful. And be gentle with yourself. Don't expect, you know, to never have pain again for the rest of your life. I mean, that's not going to happen. You're going to get something, but you have to understand where it's coming from. And don't freak out and tell yourself, oh, all my work is garbage. No, you tell yourself, what's really going on? Think about your day. What have I been through? That's also what I do. I act like you said in your podcast, like an investigator. And I go through my morning to my evening. What happened? That's why. That's what happened. That's why my back is starting to hurt a little bit. And I journal about it, and then it goes away.
It's so wonderful to hear it reflected back to me, because of course I know this is true. But when people are living their day-to-day lives, what the problem I think with people's resistance to journal speak is that the voice that whispers your resistance is your own voice. So when mm-hmm. you get that voice that says, I'm too tired, it's been such a long day, the kids this and that, work this and that, it sort of takes partnership with your self-pity, with your, oh, I deserve to just watch TV. And yes, you do deserve, but you also deserve a life of complete freedom. And you mm-hmm. also deserve a life of limitless possibilities. And as Kimberly said, it's not for the rest of your life. It's just at the beginning. You need to lower the reservoir. And every time you journal speak, it's like putting a ladle in the reservoir and dumping off something. And then if you're like Kimberly, and by the way, you don't have to be like Kimberly, not everybody chooses to talk to people and read their journal speak to their partners and talk to their best friend. But it's also potentially something you will be inspired to do. And that's totally up to you. But I will say, I agree with you for myself that when I get to a point of real clarity in my journal speak, it's a pleasure for me actually to like go to the person and be like, I just need to have an honest conversation with you. And like, I always want people to know you don't have to do that. That is not required to heal. Your chronic pain can absolutely go away anyway, because all we need to do is bring the feelings from the unconscious to the conscious realm to stop the nervous system dysregulating and sending the pain signals. But anyway, that also could be the result of it. But it's really, really helpful advice. And Kimberly, your story is so inspirational and so amazing for me to hear. I cannot be more thrilled. I love seeing your face every month in our member Zooms, and so does Lisa. And I will say to anyone who's listening, if you are looking for my personal help and being involved with people like Kimberly, other warriors walking this path, there is a membership community that you can join by going to my website, thecureforchronicpain.com. Scrolling down a bit, you'll see the button to join our membership community. It's really, really an incredibly transformative place. Well, Kimberly, thank you so much for being on the podcast today.
You are so welcome, Nicole. I cannot thank you and Lisa enough for the work that you do. You made me cry. You made me cry. I don't even have, there are not enough words to thank you enough. And I truly in my heart love you guys so much. Just thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, thank you. And thank you for inspiring millions of people. And I think you said I'm going to see your face at Omega next year.
100%. As soon as you give the dates, I'm signing up. I will be there. I will be there again. Yes.
Amazing. Well, the link is going to go up in October, probably right around when this podcast airs, but it is going to be June 23rd through the 28th. So start planning for that.
Perfect.
Awesome. All right, Kimberly, so much love. And for all of you guys out there, if you're enjoying the podcast, please hop over to iTunes and rate and review it. It helps people like Kimberly and people all over the world find the podcast who really need it. And until next time, this has been The Cure for Chronic Pain with me, Nicole Sachs, and we'll see you then. Bye-bye.